here if the rooster is?
Not really. No, I may be Chinese, but I'm too Americanized.
I don't know what the year the rooster is.
This year is the chicken.
The rooster means it's supposed to be the year for a family to give birth to more children. You know, eggs. It's supposed to be a good year for business, too.
Mostly it's just for good luck.
Do you know anything about what the year of the rooster means?
Well, no, not really. But I'm here to find out. Before the night's over, I'm gonna learn something.
I've been to two county fairs, a state fair, a goat roping, and a Polish funeral. I ain't seen nothing like this.
What are you expecting to see here?
Well, a lot of action and the parade as such coming down the street. It's new for us, so we're going to take it in. We're from out of town, Bismarck, North Dakota.
Well, we want to see it all. We're from Michigan.
We like it because it shows our children some of their Chinese culture.
All I know is there's a dragon somewhere in the parade. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's a myriad of colors. And it's about a block long. And it's run by maybe about 50 people for the legs under the dragon, for the body. And then the tail winds up with a lot of lights. And behind it is a truck with a battery, which runs the lights to the dragon. Symbolizes power. It scares off the evil spirits. Gives protection to the people. That's what I know.
I think the biggest holiday that we have on the calendar is New Year's.
Do you celebrate Chinese New Year in any other way besides the parade?
Well, you eat a lot, and you know, like you start new things, wear new clothes and everything like that.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know, it's just like that every year.
We still believe in certain old custom, even if I was born here, you know. Uh-huh. And I always cook jai, that's a monk dish. And that's the first meal that you eat for Chinese New Year. And I never clean house on Chinese New Year. You clean the house before Chinese New Year. You never sweep the floor, definitely not. Because when you sweep the floor, you sweep out your wealth. Because, you know, it's like they're superstitious and we believe in all those things.
We have a family banquet at the beginning of, at the end of the old year and another one at the beginning of the new year. And the children get their hair cut before the new year starts and we pay all our debts, at least we're supposed to.
In Chinatown in San Francisco, this is Jenna Allison for National Public Radio.